Hey, leaders, listeners, and life's most curious people, this is Meaningful Mischief. Three entrepreneurs in pursuit of bringing our best, giving the most, and having fun along the way. No overnight successes, scaling hacks, or planning models here. Just a conversation about what we're learning and loving about meaning, impact, health, wealth, and everything in between. This is Meaningful Mischief. Let's jump in.
Hello, everybody. This is Meaningful Mischief, and I'm here with my friends James and Stell. We met in a business coaching group, but we connected over our aspirations for life and our drive to find more meaning and purpose and joy in our day-to-day experiences. So we created this podcast as an opportunity to talk about all of the things that relate to that, and we're so happy you're tuning in. Little bit about each of us first. My name's Mary. I run a communication strategy agency that supports leaders, businesses, and everyday people building the story of empowerment about what they want to do in life and the impact that they want to have. So over to you, Stell.
Hi, everybody. My name is Dr. Nick. Excited to be here. This is our first podcast. And thanks, Mary James. You guys have inspired me in so many ways, which I'm sure we're going to be talking about too. I'm a neurovisual optometrist by profession, so I help kids with learning disabilities, concussion rehab, and high-performing anything, including athletes and entrepreneurs. I always say I change lives through vision, and I'm excited to share some goodies with everybody and share some ideas with the two of you.
Thank you. Thank you. And just to point out as well that these both are in Toronto and I live in the Middle East in Abu Dhabi. We met on a coaching course in Toronto and we catch up every 3 months, which is super cool. But yeah, I'm James. I have a wealth management financial practice in the Middle East. I look after families and individuals in terms of helping them with empowerment, succession planning, next generations, kind of everything around money and investments. I come at things from a very kind of purpose point of view and meaning, which is how we all connect. And we love talking about purpose and mission and time and connections. And that's why we get on so great. So that's a little bit about me. And super excited for us and for any listener, because I think we've got a lot to learn and to share.
So we decided that we're going to try to keep a little bit of structure to this, but really it's about the conversation. So we'll also let it free flow. But as a kickoff to all of this, because we're all about finding meaning, and when we say meaning, it's not about like, why do I exist? It's more about how do you find meaning or gratification in your day-to-day experiences. So we thought we'd just go around and talk about one moment in our lives when meaning hit us between the eyes, if that makes sense.
I mean, there's many that we could talk about. And when we talk regularly, we always have this is our kind of core conversation, right? When we have a problem, we talk about, and Stell in particular, he always says, you know, what's the learning in life is happening for us and not to us. But for meaning, I think one for me, and the most recent one for me, is when I actually went to the Philippines in the last 10 days. And, you know, I look after a large amount of clients that are successful from a monetary point of view. You know, what I've seen over the last, you know, decade, and in particular since COVID, has been, whether or not it's anything to do with COVID, I don't know. But I think it's a combination of many things, that is the way that technology has changed, the way that companies now have huge expectations on their employees in terms of time and in terms of results. I think there's a huge amount of, call it, issues that are coming as a result of this that people are facing personally. You know, it's personal health. Like if you look back into our grandparents and great-grandparents, the troubles and the challenges in the past used to be physical. It used to be that they were going to war. It used to be that they were working down a pit. It was, they were working 15 hours a day and they would come home, but it would be almost one thing to do. Mentally, you've got to do this, you know, power field for 15 hours, you have one task in front of you, it would be physically exhausting. Now it's switched. Our roles is not physically exhausting for the majority of people, but it is mentally exhausting.
Yeah.
You know, we're multitasking, and the technology, which we can come on to many other topics, but I question whether or not it's actually helping us. In the West, everything is all about more material, you know, more, and more technology means we can reach out more, we can achieve more, we can do more. And I want to project to the world that I'm happy because I've got more and I've been on holiday and I've had a nice picture with me smiling. And I go to the Philippines and I'm in areas which is completely third world, destitute, no money, and, you know, 10, 15 people living in a one bedroom place with no phone, nothing. And they are the happiest people that I've seen for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And they're playing with cardboard boxes. They're playing with each other. They're communicating with each other properly. They're all sat around the table and eating food. No one's got phones. No one can afford phones. but they are actually listening to people. They're looking at them. They're laughing. They're enjoying. And it reminds me of the time when I was at school, and that's what we used to do. Whereas now it's, we've got four people sat around a table, and I'd be surprised if three of them aren't, whilst talking to you and pretending that we're listening, they're also reading, a WhatsApp messages and emails coming in and looking at a photo and have been airdropped with a picture. And it's like, how can you feel heard and understood and appreciated by the people when you're looking at the phone? So that's when I felt a little bit more, sight of meaning and purpose. And it's like, I want to go back to that. I want to go back to having deep and meaningful conversations and going back in time rather than the use of technology and trying to feel as though I'm achieving more material, more things.
You know
I
what's
want.
interesting is that we think about the developed world or the undeveloped world or third world, countries, and that we've evolved so much and progressed, but have we really? We've amassed so much more material wealth and focus on ourselves and me, 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 and what do I get, that kind of thing. And we're like the unhappiest we've ever been, right? We've got highest rates of depression, anxiety, burnout, and all the drugs that go along with that. So what a gift to be to transport yourself to that place where you can see it live and in action and just have that shock, right?
And I think you have to experience it. Like we all know, I mean, we all know that we should be not eating processed food, we should be eating healthy food, we should be exercising, we should not be trying to multitask with 50 things. It doesn't work. We all know what we should be doing. But it's real kind of on a production line, and it's a rat race to the end. And to say to somebody, look, go and do this vacation and sit there and experience it, they'll be like, yeah, no, I know what you mean. But to actually do it and see it and see the faces around and the connections is was it was incredible for me and for to be able to witness. And it was a significant moment.
Wow, thanks for sharing that. It reminds me of when I was in Nicaragua, and it's one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere. I was there about 7 years ago, and I had a similar experience with people, just the simple things. And food, shelter, clothing are still very primary concerns for them, and just the sweetness of the people and the simplicity and the joy of it. And here we all are, even me getting ready for this thing this morning. Like, I gotta get up, I gotta get my protein in, I gotta get my workout, I gotta get like all the things I need to get done so I can get spun out and ready for this podcast, like all before 8 a.m. Anyway, thanks for that. How about you, Stell?
Well, James, you triggered the same memory for me. I just got back from Greece and Italy, so I experienced the exact same thing. And one of the things I realized is that there's certain things that they've held tight in terms of history, culture, and stuff that's been happening for years. Plus, you have nature. Plus, you have they grow their own food. You go to the village. It's an old school way of thinking, which it didn't trigger how important it was for me until this trip. But it goes back to, what you said in terms of meaning. There's a certain part of my life where I wasn't conscious of what it was that was important to me and who I was and what, who I was connecting with and why it was so important to have these meaningful connections and conversations. Okay, because it's one of my number one values, which is deep connection. Even meeting you two and having these conversations, if I go back to the moment that that occurred, it was the very first seminar that I was invited to listen to a personal growth and personal development speaker. And
Whoa, when was that?
so that would have been in 2005-ish, somewhere there.
Okay.
And a friend of mine said, I want to take you to listen to someone because I could see you speaking with him on stage to help our profession. And back then, I didn't speak on stage. Are you kidding me? It was like worse than the fear of death.
Oh, wow.
And anyways, he managed to get me there, and he was speaking on stage. He asked a few questions. One of them was, how many of you want to be rich? Okay, and there must be 300 people in the room, and most people put up their hand. And then he said, how many of you don't? And five people put up their hand. And he looked at each of them and said, you're selfish, you're selfish, you're selfish, you're selfish, and you're selfish.
Those five people.
Yeah. And I was like, what? And he said, if you have the wherewithal to make money and you don't want it, give it away. But if you have the wherewithal to make it and you don't, that's just being selfish. And then he threw a couple of other concepts out there around the money mindset and how we think around money that totally impacted me. And it started my understanding of how I was around money, but also being around 200, 300 people of a similar mindset that wanted to grow. Okay, so
Yeah.
that one course became the next course, became the next course, became the next course, and it allowed me to understand myself first at such a deep and profound level. But then being around other people that also wanted to grow and understand themselves at also a deeper,
Yeah.
profound level, deepen the connections, deepen the communications, and literally opened up the floodgates for me to understand again who I am from birth, not just from there, and then to provide the opportunities and abilities for me to tap into ancient wisdom and also my culture and why it's important to me, and to basically play with the kid, the internal kid inside of me. Another thing that comes up is why are we doing this podcast? It's like, for me, I get joy out of being around both of you in ways that you can't imagine. Okay. And there's been a lot of profound meaning and understanding for me in the last couple of days, just with a couple of texts that are going back and forth. And, Mary, spending the day with you, with your process, is still integrating to the point where it's a continuation of what I need to learn to grow. So that's me selfishly gaining the knowledge from the two of you being on this podcast. But I hope that anybody listening to this can get just one nugget on each call so that they can be a part of their growth and journey and then understand what it's like to be in a community that believes in personal development and personal empowerment, personal possibility, and to have fun and joke around and do other things just to be that kid again. So.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. It's so great. Your moment really speaks to why we're here. Like, and you know, why we're in the coaching group in the first place that we're in, because we surround ourselves with people who challenge our thinking and support us, and we feel like, I mean, genuinely feel good in the presence of you people, right? And it's interesting how much of our lives we can spend in outside of those communities that don't fit with us and what we want to feel and how we want to grow and all that stuff. So, yeah, I love that.
In a lot of ways, it's not always feeling good.
No.
You said a key word in there, to feel comfortable being challenged,
Yeah.
right? But then being in an environment where you can be, I'll use the word vulnerable, but being open, and then having that safety to discover that depth of yourself or these opportunities and going through the challenges and then overcoming them and then seeing what's on the other side is where the magic is. And
Yeah.
I think that's what's provided in this space. So thank you
Yeah.
both.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
My moment, you guys, I think I've told you about this before, is when I was 39, I had a midlife crisis. My first, my only so far. But I got to a point in my career, and I think we all spoken to it a little bit, where, you know, I had done all the things. I had gone to school. I, you know, got a good job. I bought the house. I had, found a spouse to have a really good family. Got to a point where I'm like, is this just it now? Is this like we just watch everybody get old and then it's over? So I got like really uncomfortable in that moment and thought, do I need to quit my job and move to Africa or somewhere where they need people to feed people or build houses? And so it was a bit of a crisis. Like I remember even saying to my husband at one point, I don't know if I want this life. And he was super sweet about it. He goes, well, you do have some responsibilities, like, you know, go ahead and explore, but you know,
Yeah, you've still
don't
got
forget
kids.
about which was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing, safe space in itself to be in. What did I do at that point? I started seeking some things. I read The Road Less Traveled, which I thought was a fabulous book of, you know, not many people go on the path of spiritual growth and development. And I was seeking that out. So that was really powerful. And then, you know, through some things I did a course in positive psychology for a year to bring that thinking back into work. So it was my own way of what's the next level of work and engagement and that sort of stuff, which is certainly part of what we do now. But then I realized through all of that that you don't create meaning out there. You don't go travel to another part of the world and let go of what is. You find it like inside, and you find it in your backyard and in the people that you can touch day to day. So that was a huge transformational moment for me, because all of a sudden, where I was thinking there is no meaning, that's where all the meaning is. And you just have to create it and connect to it. And so ever since then, I mean, it's been a beautiful thing, because I don't feel this sort of yearning and wanting to be out there. It's more about how can I create it inside the bubble of the universe I live in. So yeah, and a huge part of it is
Which is
connecting with
lovely.
you guys. Yeah. Beautiful. All right, so Stell, you already talked about, you know, oftentimes when you create something, you're creating it because you have the need, right? And I think in this case, we naturally, like when we all found each other, it was like immediate. We got to do something, right? Like we just felt this urge to go and create something together. It's pretty powerful, I would say. And I would offer up that it's because we're creating a solution that we ourselves need. And so if this podcast is something that we need and we would like tune in, if we weren't the ones, talking to each other, if we would tune in and listen to it, what would make you want to listen to a podcast like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's for me, it's okay. Let me explain it this way. So, one of the things that actually Dr. Joe Dispenza has it, I don't know if he's trademarked it, but called the coherence. And actually, another friend of ours, right? Chad's created this thing around collaboration. Okay. And to define these things is a little bit, I mean, it's easy from a business standpoint. So, okay, we're going to collaborate or, we're going to be in flow with each other and think the same way or, be around people that think the same way. But what I realized is when you're around people, okay, that are willing to grow and think differently. Okay, not only will they say something that may resonate with you in terms of how you're thinking and come up with an idea and then fire that idea back, which is not what the other person was intending to begin with, but it creates, and I'll use frequency as an example, but it basically elevates the frequency so that you're hearing things from a different perspective, and the power of the group and the power of this coherence allows for there to be growth, knowing that there's other people around that can not just hold the space, but provide those ideas that stimulate a different conversation and different opportunities. Okay. So when, and you guys know what I'm talking about, right? Like if you're in a room and there's a bunch of people that are negative, okay, and they're talking about they're gossiping, they're complaining, what do you do?
Dude, I hit the eject button
Okay,
quickly.
but what happens if you're forced to stay there? It's a family wedding.
Yeah, it
You
brings you
can't
down.
eject.
Pulls you down. Pulls you
It
down.
pulls you down. So either way, you're gonna either pull away. Okay, like you're
Yeah.
not gonna. I mean, okay. So let me give you another scenario. So being who you are as the givers, you go in and you start. Okay, let's change. And, okay, let's go dancing. Everybody, let's go on a dance floor. Right? Now, if everybody follows your lead, they'll go onto the dance floor. Okay. And if they shift, then it's a great night. But what happens if they don't? You go home drained. Okay.
Yes.
So you either eject, you pull back, you shut up, or you overtry.
Do you ever go back from an event? I remember saying to my husband once, because people who like want to just talk about people all the time and they're negative and all that. We came home one day from a night out with friends. I was like, I don't feel like a better person. In fact, I feel like a worse version of myself after leaving that event. And that was the last time we hung out with those people.
Yeah.
Because it was like you go in and sometimes you don't even know what's happening. And you're like, and then you leave, you're like, oh, that felt gross. Yeah. Yeah,
Right?
it does. Yeah, it
So
changes you.
it shifts, something changes. So
Yeah.
the coherence gets disconnected. Okay.
Yeah.
And the way Joe Dispenza calls it, he says if you don't have the heart and the soul in coherence, it's just they're not connected with each other.
Yeah.
And there's a negated effect. Okay. What's the
Yeah.
opposite of that? Okay. So if the three of us get together, okay, and we're coming at it from higher frequency. So for example, already James says something, you said, Mary, you said something. My mind has 10,000, 20 things in my head right now.
Yeah.
Right? We can take this call in so many different directions because I've just been stimulated and now the coherence is now connecting at a frequency
Yeah.
where I'm gaining something, you're both gaining something, hopefully the listeners are gaining something. So here's another example. So you go into a room, strategic coach for us or whatever, or even this Zoom room, okay? And now there's this higher level coherence where we're talking about inspiration, motivation, connection, challenges, but not to complain, challenges to understand.
Yeah.
Okay? How do we feel after, during, or after the call or being in that room?
Do you know what I feel? Like the minute we get on a call together, I just feel joy. I'm like, oh, it's my people.
Yeah.
So even before we really talk about anything meaningful, I'm like, oh, hey guys,
Yeah.
we're back.
It's
There's a
definitely
heart
built because
connection.
I feel what still I feel open. I feel like I can share without holding back and any, so I can be vulnerable. I can share because I know that whatever I say, whether or not it's something that's happening that's good or something that's happening that's bad, I'm going to get lifted up because it's
Yeah.
going to be, and it's sincere and it's genuine because we've experienced things and it's all about the love and the care that we have,
Yeah.
and because we're trying to find ways to level up.
Yeah, I love that too. I do think it's a safety. It's a safe, warm place. Yeah.
The one thing that I find, obviously, with the both of you or in this type of an environment or where we have this coherence, is it provides a safe space for the learning to occur for each individual and not necessarily being told and getting projections on what the other people think and feel for you. I'll give you
Yes.
both an example, and the listeners can hear. James, you ask, okay, what do you do? Right? Well, I'm a financial guy. No, you're not. Okay. You use the tool of finance, right? Mary, what do you do? Marketing. No, you don't. Okay. It's the tool you use that you both use in order for there to be an understanding of the person that you're speaking to discover what they need. Okay. The most recent, well, I can give an example for both of you and I will. I'll start with you, Mary. Your process in terms of, PR and purpose and all these other things, I was fortunate to go through 6 hours of deeper understanding myself, and I'm still integrating through it. And one of the things that came up is how my life, and we talked about from being a kid to what's important now, to my development, to what I'm doing, and how I'm impacting others, and how, my purpose is impacting me. And we came up with a name for my process. Okay. And it went from breakthrough, which was like, which is kind of what I do, but it's to this quantum shift method.
Yeah.
Okay, and something resonated with me, and it was like, oh my God, that's it. Okay, so there's a quantum shift that does happen, not just to the person I'm working with, but to myself, and now to the three of us, and now it's going to expand to the readers, right? And then I sat back and I watched it all unfold, and sure enough, a colleague and my associate and a friend all bring up again Joe Dispenza's work, and he has this new documentary called Source. And they're like, you got to watch it, you got to watch it, you got to watch it. And I'm like, okay. So then I did. I watched it yesterday. And isn't it about everything in terms of a quantum shift? And isn't it about the limbic system? And isn't it about how we need to get into coherence with our emotions?
Wow.
And on and on and on, right? And you say, okay, are these synchronicities? They're not. Okay. Like when you have people that hold that space for the learning to occur, a different part of your mind opens up, and then your brain looks for it, and it was always there. And then you say it's coincidence. It's not. This is where the magic unfolds. Okay. James, with you, I'm sitting down going, okay, I know I have this money mindset. Again, it came from that course that's so deeply embedded that it's never going to be enough. And it's because there's not this fear of poverty, but what happens if, what happens if, what happens if? Okay. Now, if somebody tells me, but what you need to do is take this money and do this and this and this, there's this visceral reaction of, ugh, okay, that's not what I need. But as soon as I had the space for the learning to occur, I'm like, wow, I get it now. Because if I'm running on the purpose that Mary guided me with, and I have this quantum shift method, and I can help others get what they want, that will allow me to get what I want. I just need to be clear on it. But to be clear on it, it's not simple. So it's not like, sorry, it's not easy. It's a simple process. It's just not easy to go through it, right? And this is what this environment allows for everyone, hopefully, that's involved in this thing to gain from.
Right on. Thank you. James, did we cover your reason yet?
Don't think so. Well,
I
no.
can't remember either.
No, it's no, because Castell went first. But I think for
Okay.
me, I think you're right in what you say, in that we're doing this because we want something out of it. We're all in search ourselves in terms of
Yeah.
our purpose, our mission. And we're pretty good. I think we're above, probably in the top couple of percent that actually know what we're trying to do and why we're doing it. But that always changes, right? And we always naturally question ourselves and saying, look, are we on the right path? Is it? So I think you're right that we are searching ourselves, but also we know that what we are talking about and what we want to do and what our mission and purpose is to support people along the way and guide them. And we don't have all the answers, but we're learning and we're developing ourselves and we're in search of this. And we want to share what we are discussing and we want to share what we are learning along the way with anyone that's interested. I mean, the people that are listening in should be people that are trying to find kind of more meaning in life and more purpose and be able to discuss and listen to what we're talking about, and maybe they have questions, maybe they want to talk with us, whether or not it's on the finance side or if it's on Stell's side in terms of, he's not a vision therapist, but in terms of trying to go deep into who you are and why you think the way that you do, or if you've got a business and you want to start thinking about your story and your brand and where you're heading in terms of the business with Mary. Or it could just be, you know, listening to us because they enjoy the meaningful mischief side of it. You know,
yeah.
we're having a quite serious day, but generally we especially when Stell gets warmed up, but there's a little bit of mischief in us,
yeah,
because
true.
We like to have fun along the way. We don't want to be too serious about it.
That's right. I love it. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and one of the things I feel like, I like when I have the feeling like I'm sitting at the table, like at the coffee shop or at the pub or whatever, in this conversation. Like I'll be out running, listen to a podcast, and I'll find myself like jump into the conversation as if I'm there at the table. And so for me, you know, in a world where, again, we go back to the road less traveled, not lots of people are looking for, or maybe there are lots of people, but we just don't know who they are, that are looking for that sense of a fulfilling life. It's not about, like, for me, it's not about that kind of serious purpose mission that has to feel difficult or whatever. For me, it's more about finding the meaningful connections, those moments that matter, when you can lift someone up, when you can have an impact. And those can be in really small moments and big moments and stuff like that. So I feel like I would dial into something like this because I'm like, oh, I'm that person too. And I want to be part of a conversation that people are having about these things. Real people who haven't figured it out, who, I mean, all three of us have had moments in the last little while where it's like you have ups and downs, and, you know, sometimes you feel like you're plugged into the mothership and sometimes you don't. And I, you know, I'm my best self and my worst self many times throughout the day and stuff like that. So I would listen to this because I'd love to be part of that conversation and plugging into this type of energy more often. And so, and it kind of applies to all matters in life. You know, health, wealth, mindset, meaning, contribution,
relationships,
strengths, like all that stuff. So we're going to talk about all those things, which is super fun. Okay, last question for all of us today, and then we'll wrap up our very first episode. As a creator of the podcast, like why we're doing it, what do you hope to get out of the process of doing this? Like why, what are you going to gain?
I'm kind of joking, not joking, but that I want to have fun. You know, I have fun with you guys. It's anyways, I have to tell the viewers now. So we joke around and we say, Mary, what's like to be the meat of the James and Stell sandwich, right? Because sometimes it's poor little things in the middle between us, not knowing what just happened. But anyways, we're just joking, having fun and being a part of a fun vibe tribe. Isn't that what we?
Yeah, we were going to call it the high vibe tribe.
High vibe tribe. I want some HVT in my life.
That's right. I like it. It's true. When we have me, I don't know if you guys have this. I feel this when we start off our day talking to each other. Like the day is a better day. You know,
yeah,
like it's,
yeah.
There's something, it's like run through the filter of all of this warmth, you know, safety, positivity, whatever, right?
Yeah, I'll give the callers an example. So we start off the morning and I'll speak to one or two or both of you. And it's nothing that I can explain, but something always happens that's like cool, different, magical, call it whatever you want, right? So for example, today is Thomas's, my oldest son's second football game. And yeah, and it's, I already know just being there is enough for me and him just to be present for him. But what's interesting is I see a part of me in everything that happens. So it's like, I remember when I was playing football and it was my second game of the season and, right. And, again, it sets the my neurology to look for things differently than I may not have seen before. So I'm going to an event that I'm already excited about and now extra excited because the High Vibe Tribe is a part of it in the morning. And then I'm going to probably share with you guys afterwards and what it sounds like. Oh my God, you'll never guess what happened.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And then the two of you, right? You're like, again, right? So just, it's a nice project. Okay. I know what you guys are. You ready? You're like the morning coffee to me, the caffeine kick.
Oh, I love it.
The High Vibe Caffeine Kick.
That's like what I was going to say, because I was going to say, I feel like I'm plugging in and charging up when I connect. And they always said that you were the average of the five closest people around you, right? And I think that if I spent more time with the two of you, it would create a better version of myself. And so for me, I'm like plugging in to try and elevate myself up, and just discussing with you and knowing that we share so much in terms of our values and how we approach family, how we approach situations and failures in life and successes and these things, and sharing it and opening up is just allows me to plug in and elevate up. And I hope that anyone listening into that can feel that as well, feel that energy between the three of us, because it's difficult in life to in search of your North Star or your mission or what you're trying to do. It's a difficult thing to try and achieve. And I've read, hundreds of books and trying to learn along the way. And I think if I was able to listen in to the three of us, I think I would learn something along the way.
Yeah. Amazing. That's how I feel.
How about you?
Plugging in and lifting us up. It's a beautiful thing. And then along the way, like we're all on this path, but we all learn from each other. And so who knows what's going to come up. And even if it's the same thing you've heard before, but you're hearing it through different ears, you're in a different
Yeah.
place, but it gets through that. Yeah, that's what we're all about. That's our first episode, everybody. Thank
Yeah,
you for
stay
the
tuned
tune.
because it will get we'll go a little bit much deeper in terms of put together 12, 16 episodes for this first run of podcasts, and I think it's going to be an exciting and fun journey along the way.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
And that's all for this episode of Meaningful Mischief. If you found value in today's conversation, you can subscribe wherever you podcast. And hey, spread the mischief yourself. You'll find all the links in the show notes. You can visit us at meaningfulmischief.com and follow us on Instagram at Meaningful Mischief. Until next time, keep making meaning and have fun while doing it. This is Meaningful Mischief, signing off.